producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can focus on them and feel a plum, if you know what I mean. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. McFadden's
Check
around someplace.
Plum is Svetsky.
Svetsky.
Yeah.
All right, so Svetsky news. No, that's plum news. Yeah. Good news today.
Dobre, dobre.
Good news for the military-industrial complex.
Yes.
Let's see what we can find here.
I'd love to give them good news.
Oh, of course. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says ground raids are going to be launched, if necessary, to target ISIS.
Yeah.
Wow, there's something new and different. And so as a result of that, we have more guns, more ammunition, more tanks, more planes, more drones. Let's see, we have more MRAPs being built. We have more of all of the hardware that is so delightful when it comes to the tools of war. Delightful in that the military-industrial complex is making lots of money. And we all know that has to be a part of the landscape here in America. Yesterday, it was announced by the Defense Department or Pentagon or whoever. I'm trying to get the relationship. I thought that the Pentagon was the home of the Defense Department.
And it is.
Okay. So why is there two, sometimes three different points of view? The Pentagon has one point of view, supposedly. The Defense Department has another point of view. I'm thinking that they all are part of the same big parcel.
Well, but they all have different people involved.
Really?
Yeah.
So that we can add more people to the, we need more people working for the government. Anyway.
Absolutely.
The Air Force chose Northrop Grumman to build their next generation bomber. A highly classified $80 billion project.
Highly classified, but we're talking about it here.
Well, but if the acknowledgement
good news,
is...
Good news, Gadares, you've been cleared. You've got security clearance.
if the situation is, as we have been told, that the next war is going to be fought on a computer, why are we spending $80 billion to build new bombers? What's going to happen? Why do we need new bombers?
Because it's impossible to fight a war with someone like a group like... I mean, ISIS isn't a country. They want to be. They're trying to be. But ISIS at this moment is not a country. It would be easier to fight a war with video games when you're fighting in traditional warfare. But this kind of stuff, these people hide. I mean, I was just reading...
What's that going to do with the new bomber? We have plenty of bombers that are doing a half-apple job now.
Yeah, but you got to have the better one. I mean,
oh, we do, yeah. Right.
You have to have the one with cup holders. Come on.
He's got to be able to shoot from 40 miles away, and it's got to be able to get out of there, and it's got to be able to
fly. Neither of you are convincing me. This is
nonsense. The nice guys in ISIS have been killing more people. I guess they had some prisoners that they attached to a bunch of antiquities somewhere and blew up all the artifacts along with the prisoners, because they're so nice. They always come up with new and exciting ways.
But that's not the point. The point isn't that we know what we're dealing with, and we haven't dealt with it, and we should be ashamed of ourselves for what we haven't done here.
Why aren't they doing more drones?
Because they're afraid that they're going to take it. Because that's the thing. ISIS hides itself with civilians. But the places where they don't, like they took over entire cities in Iraq where people were either turned as sympathizers to ISIS or they were killed or run out of town. I don't know why we don't just blow up those towns. I mean, people would be ticked about it, I think, around the globe. But why not? You know where they are. At least take out some strongholds.
Meanwhile, back to the discussion of the $80 billion bomber, which we don't need. Maybe there's a question there, Kenny, that we can put forth on Facebook about the fact that we are going to invest $80 billion. The last time this happened, the Air Force, it wasn't an initiative of the Air Force. It was an initiative of Congress, and the Air Force didn't want the plane. And they still built a bunch of them. My point here is that we get wrapped up in, and this is, by the way, a concentrated effort. The relationship between the military-industrial complex and the government is so intertwined, so interwoven. And the perfect example is what Rich and Jennifer were just talking about. They go down the road of, oh, we got to do something about ISIS, and coincidentally at the same time, oh, we're going to build a new bomber because we need to do something about ISIS. This bomber isn't going to do crap with ISIS. They don't need bombers like this to go after ISIS. They have very simple technology that is available right now, if they use it, to take care of them. The fact that we are even contemplating spending $80 billion on a next-generation bomber every single time. If you look back at the history since World War II of bombers or new airplanes or ships or whatever it is, every single time, without exception, those $80 billion projects have become $100 billion, $120 billion, because the contractors are always guaranteed cost overruns. So they don't plan these things well. They have them all, you know, they wrap this all up in a beautiful package and present it, and wow, isn't this great? And by the time we're done, we're all schnookered with costs galore.
You know what the bottom line here is, though?
It's employment for people, it's good jobs for Americans.
And their stock prices are up from $9.55 to $9.80.
Yeah. Right. So we would have done well to buy stock in Northrop Grumman yesterday, as we would have done well to buy stock in Walgreens yesterday and Rite Aid, because Walgreens is going to acquire Rite Aid in a $27 billion deal. So now the value of Walgreens is almost, $100-something billion. This isn't even an American company anymore, whether you realize it or not. It belongs to Boots. Walgreens belongs to an English company called Boots, which is the drugstore of choice in England.
They sell their products, by the way, at Target, if you're interested. Boots has like a line of cosmetics that Target sells.
Yeah.
They're all in bed together.
You know what else is interesting?
No, Rich.
You hear about IBM paying $2 billion for the Weather Channel's digital assets?
No, I didn't hear that.
For their website and their apps. IBM.
All right, so let's go back to the military-industrial complex for a second, because with the escalation in the Middle East, with the warship sailing by the Chinese territory, with what's going on elsewhere in the Middle East, never mind the business of ISIS, but look
Russia.
At what's going on with Jerusalem and Palestine and the Russians and Syria. I mean, this is just ready-made stuff for the military-industrial complex. Oh, hey, they should be celebrating a big party today. More guns, more killing. Let's kill, blow up, and do whatever we have to. And I'm not sure, I'm not convinced that ISIS isn't a creation of the military-industrial complex so they can whip all this stuff. Where'd they come from? Where'd their initial money come from? Where did ISIS, where'd they come from? Tell me that story. I want to know where ISIS came from. I'm so cynical about this that I'm getting weak
and
fake.
Jump off, because I
can jump off if you want to.
I'm jumping off that bandwagon. I can't.
You don't have to.
I don't want to live in a world where I believe that. That's horrible to believe, and it like kills your soul.
Hey, good morning, by the way.
I know.
Hello.
Oh,
up in
the government, not only have they knocked down the World Trade Center, but now they've created ISIS.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can go hang out with Rosie and have a grand old time.
Yeah, you guys go ahead and stick your head in the sand. It's very cool this time of year.
Yeah, I know.
Especially as we get into the...
Sometimes I rather have it. I mean, quite honestly,
rather
if that's
not
the
know.
World. Yeah, if that's the world I live in. I'm not joking about this.
I know. I'm
if
with
that's
you,
the world
actually.
I live in, I don't want to know.
I'd rather not know.
Be buried in the sand.
All right, here's what I want you to know.
By the way, ISIS was the first goddess worshipped in an ancient Egyptian religion.
My
that's
thinking
where it started.
Is, yeah, they didn't know it did. I said that's it, but that's another ISIS. But thank you.
Yeah, no
I'll pass
it was
that
a
along.
A 70s superhero TV show.
Yeah, that's right.
Pass that along to Meredith, who is my lady friend, who's leaving to go to Egypt today. As a matter of fact, so she'll want to know all about ISIS.
In that's
that
why you're
form.
Cranky.
Finally,
I figure it out. Jeez. Meredith, please don't leave. Avert mission.
All right. I think you know, it's interesting. I thought you were kind of cranky earlier.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not cranky.
Kenny, what do you think? Does she sound
no,
a little
she was.
Cranky?
She was loud and strident.
Oh, that was it, yes.
Not cranky at all.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She's kind of hyper today.
Really? You had too much sleep last night. That probably
is
a problem.
No, not enough, maybe.
All right, here we go. Well, I'm going to fix that for you, Jennifer, right now. For those of you who have started the new day and not had a lot of energy or felt like this was going to be anything other than a blah, blah, blah day, may I suggest to you, the folks at Neogenesis Labs have a special deal for you that will make you feel like, and genuinely so, that you can take on the world. The whole food drink, so powerful, professional and Olympic athletes are using it, and you can now get Super Beets and Neo 40 in a combined package that will save you lots of money. You've heard me talk about Super Beets for a long time. Don't deprive your body of the vital nutrients it needs, it craves, it wants. Massive amounts of research show how critical nitric oxide is to your health and your well-being. So why would you deny yourself what you need to keep your blood pressure where it is, to get blood to all of your muscles, to your heart, to your brain, everywhere in your body? You need to get maximum blood flow, and that's what Super Beets is all about. The nitric oxide in a beet, if you've never heard of this before, beets are so loaded with nitric oxide and other things, antioxidants, dietary nitrates. This is what makes your muscles work well, use oxygen more effectively, and actually makes you stronger. So what we advise is that you purchase a couple of boxes of Neo 40. You start your day with one of these capsules, put it in your mouth, it melts in your mouth, and then is immediately absorbed into your system. So you don't need a shot or anything else. You don't need coffee. You don't need caffeine. There's nothing but all natural in Neo 40 and Super Beets. That's the beauty of this. Nothing artificial. Nothing but the best in this product. I'm doing something healthy for my heart, my circulation, my blood pressure. Amazing stories of my, and Richie will tell you the same thing. Jennifer will, Kenny, all of us are having Super Beets in the course of the day. We start off the day with Neo 40.
I hit my Neo 40 first thing when I get in and do my Super Beets after the show.
Yeah, it's a good way to keep you, because after the show, when you have a letdown, because things quiet down after the program, you need to get your energy back
right
up, and that's what Super Beets does. Put a teaspoon in a glass of water, drink it, and you get your energy for the rest of the day, and it's slowly sort of metered out. Here's what you do for the deal. Neo 40, couple of boxes of that. Regular price, you get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets, free book on nitric oxide, and a free saliva testing strip, so you know how much nitric oxide is actually in your system. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go to the website, DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that number is 800-655-4183. Call it now while you're thinking about it and get on the bandwagon. So many people are benefiting so much from having this at their disposal. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets and Neo 40. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year,
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three makes a living. Three, I'm a feel only.
Three.
Where's Jennifer on the I like Jennifer. My three songs contest on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 23 after the hour. We're going to play three songs, different artists, and there's something that hooks them all together, boys and girls.
A common thread.
Yes, there is a common thread. It's a black thread. Maybe it's a yellow thread.
Oh,
maybe
why
it's
is it gotta be black?
Thread. Okay, better make it a white thread then.
All right, it's gotta be white.
So we
don't
have
pull that thread.
The make first tune in this group of three is a song most people recognize. Rick Springfield and Jesse's Girl, Grammy-winning number one hit from 1982. Pat Benatar's husband and guitarist Neil Giraldo plays guitar for Rick Springfield here. He had a string of top 40 hits. This was a number one, a nice gold star on his forehead. Spent a lot of movies, was featured in an episode of Glee. I think it's, again, very recognizable. So Rick Springfield starts things off with Jesse's Girl. Then the next song on this list is Michael Damian. Number one song from this week in 1989 called Rock On. Breakthrough single.
This was always single.
No, it was. He had six that were in the top 10. Okay. A decade after he appeared on American Bandstand, his version of this song was a hit again, re-released in 2009. So you're thinking there was nothing after 2009, maybe, Richie, but before that.
Never heard a song from him.
There you go. Rock On by Michael Damian, number two in this list of three songs. What do they have in common? Here's Jack Wagner now with All I Need, number one during this week in 1984. This was his only number one hit. He did continue to record, released a single in 2012, as a matter of fact. In 2007, VH1 named this song one of the greatest one-hit wonders of the 1980s, left over from our one-hit wonder.
Really?
I don't think I connected him with this.
Yes, he absolutely.
But, you know, I've got to meet him at an event.
Really?
And he had the, amongst the attendees of the event, they didn't think he was the nicest man ever.
Really?
I didn't think he was bad.
All right, so Rick Springfield, think of these names, Michael Damian and Jack Wagner.
Here's a clue for you.
What else are they known for besides singing?
This is right up Jennifer's alley.
Yeah.
All three of these songs.
Yeah. Up their alley.
This one's easy peasy for me.
Yeah. Easy peasy. 888-302-3684. Of these three, Richie, what do you like your best? Of all these three, which is the best one?
Well, this is a wimpy song, so I'd have to
go with Rick Springfield. Oh, this is a great one.
Rock On is a cool song, but Rick Springfield just has that.
Hi, Jennifer, which one of these three do you like best?
I love them all. I'd probably say Rick Springfield's my favorite. Especially for that other song he sang that I used to like. What was the other one? I don't know. Anyway, go ahead. Kenny, back to you.
Yeah, Rick Springfield for me, too.
Okay. All right, so pretty much everybody is in on that.
I wouldn't turn any of them away, really.
Oh, really? That's good to know, Jennifer.
Dark Alley?
All right, let's see here. We'll start with Dennis in Norwood, New Jersey. What do you think these songs are all about?
About girlfriends.
About girlfriends. That's a pretty good guess. I like that one. Not right, though. Tracy, what do you think connects them all?
General Hospital.
General Hospital. Well, you're warm. Let's see if we can get a little bit warmer. Sean's in Fairbanks. Sean, what do you think connects all of these?
Well, I was thinking soap operas in general. They all acted on soap operas.
That is correct.
That's right.
They're all from
Were they all
soap
in General Hospital,
operas.
Though? We should look it up.
I think Jack Wagner was, but I don't know about the others.
And, well, by the way, do you know so much about soap operas,
Sean? She's awesome.
Well, everybody knew about General Hospital back in the day.
Yeah, that's probably a good excuse. Yeah.
And because you're all
covered, Sean.
Go
right
with that.
Good excuses, Andy. All right, Sean, hold on a second. Kara will talk to you. You will like talking with her. It's always a fruitful experience talking to Kara. This is Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Hi, Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I know you love your cats, and if you want your cat to live a long and healthy and happy life, do one thing and one thing only. Keep her inside. Don't allow your cat to wander around outside. She's susceptible to many of the following tragedies. She can get hit by a car. She can ingest a deadly poison like antifreeze or pesticide. What about being trapped by an unhappy neighbor, attacked by roaming dogs, cats, or other wild animals, disease from other animals, becoming lost and unable to find your way home, being stolen, encountering an adult or child with cruel intentions? The bottom line is studies are now being done that indicate that cats that are kept indoors have a much happier, more successful, and much better quality of life. In fact, the average lifespan of a cat that goes outdoors is 3 to 5 years. The average lifespan of a cat that stays indoors is close to 13 to 14 years and even beyond that. So you love your cat, I know you do. The best thing you can do is make sure you keep them inside. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, another half hour of conversation about the world as we know it today. The Royals in 14 innings last night, 5-4, not a bad deal. But the headline that's capturing a lot of people's attention today isn't that game. It is, and you can do what you want with this, I'm just so tired of listening to this race discussion and the race baiting. So now there's a big to-do. Minority managers are missing from baseball. The big leagues, no black skipper for any of the teams for the first time in 30 years. Why is that? Are we going to get a class action lawsuit against Major League Baseball because they're racist? How many black managers are there in football? I don't know the answer to the question. I'm sure Rich probably does.
Yeah.
Five?
Yeah. Somewhere
around
there.
Does being black qualify you to be better manager? Or white to be a better manager?
Being black or being white doesn't qualify you to be anything. It's just who's the best.
So why do we have this headline? Why is it that we have a headline today in the Associated Press?
Special interests don't care and they want to, you know.
Well, but you know, I say you, this is a collective sort of. Jennifer is jumping off the ship when I said what I did earlier about the black and white business with the police and the student in school or any number of things where this becomes an issue. And then I said something else that was controversial, I suppose, when I said what I did about ISIS and where they came from. But I really think that we're kidding ourselves here. If you don't think that there isn't a whole lot of disruption and distress and disease because it's good for business when it comes to advertising and when it comes to newspapers and when it comes to the news business or the so-called news business. It just, there's too many, there's for me, too many coincidences. So whether you think it through or you don't, or you think I'm right or not, it still is something that I present to you to think about one way or another. Well, you can agree or disagree. You don't have to agree with me. I'm not here to get you to agree with me. I'm just here to give you an idea, and you think it through or you don't think it through, or you like it or you don't like it. It's not any skin off my nose, but I think these things need to be said, and they aren't being said anyplace else, so I'm happy to say them here. Well, what?
That's not really the biggest side story from the World Series last night.
Oh, really? What, the fellow, the pitcher's father died, and they didn't tell him? That's the biggest side?
That I didn't hear about.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
so you got another one.
What happened?
The pitcher for the Royals.
His father died.
Yeah, he'd been
sick. Tell him until after the game.
Only 65 years old. He had been sick. And the guy, they didn't tell him until after he was done pitching.
But that's right. 888-302-3684.
He could have asked for that. I mean,
do we know?
I'd heard for earlier in the game, be like, he was sitting before the game by himself just trying to be very focused. I mean, it's got to be hard enough with something like that weighing on your mind when you're going
in
into.
That guy's position.
Yeah, I would have said, hey, boss, take me out today.
Not for the World Series you want it. If it's your dream.
So what's more important, to play in the World Series or to be with your father when he's dying?
Let me tell
I
you
don't
something.
Know. That's the question.
My
for
father
everybody.
Would have told me, go pitch.
Yeah.
He would want me to win that game.
There was a story from the Dodgers a few years ago. There was a catcher, Paul LaDuca. I think he actually was part of the juicing scandal for a little while. But his mother was suffering from cancer, and he was trying out for the big leagues, and she was very close to dying, and told the guy, go out, go make your team, go live your dream. And so he would always write her name on every shoe that he had. He'd always play, and he'd have her name on the shoe because he felt like his mother said, you know, go and live, and just remember
live
to do it.
Live long
for me.
And prosper.
Okay, so the biggest story, Doug?
Yes, Rich.
The power
Fox
outage.
Sports.
Yeah, the power outage.
Lost power for
so
about
embarrassing.
20 minutes. And they had to stop the game. And when they lost power, I could not believe it.
Mets lost momentum.
It was no, I don't think so. It was blank. For like a blank
screen was
like
blank.
30 seconds. And I'm like, what is going on here? All of a sudden, they go back to the studio, and the poor guys in the studio are like, what?
Well, you know how much money that 30 seconds of black was, by the way? That was worth a lot of cash.
Seconds. How about the 20 minutes where Fox had to hand off the coverage to MLB Network,
right,
and they missed all of their commercials? Who do you think is paying for that this morning?
You know, now, baseball is a little different. Baseball is a slower sport. But, Rich, you'll remember this. I brought this up to Doug when we talked about it earlier. During the Super Bowl with the 49ers and the Ravens with the power outage, that totally shifted the game. I mean, that stoppage of play had an impact for sure. The Ravens went on to win. That, I mean, so you never know
when these kind of things mess stuff up. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that makes me wonder if this was an accident or on purpose.
It was ISIS. What do you think?
No, it could be that somebody decided they wanted to get at Fox for whatever the reason. I'm with you, Kenny. I think somebody pulled the plug on purpose.
Doug, could you move your tinfoil hat just a little to the left? Just a little. Just come in. It's hitting your eye.
All right, so we have a number two bestseller to deal with. Ben Carson's book is on the bestseller list. He's out. He's out of the campaign. He's for 2 weeks selling his book. Donald Trump publishing a book this week showing how he plans to restore America to greatness. And his vision for things like immigration reform, exploring the economy, salaries of CEOs, taxes, health care, education, national security. He said he had fun writing the book, and already he's dubbed it a bestseller.
Of course.
Right. Of course it is.
It's going to blow everybody out of the water. It's sad, really.
Right.
All those other people with books.
It's huge. It's huge.
Huge.
Wow, you ready for this?
Huge.
The power issue last night for the Fox Sports truck was due to a switch on an international power feed by a different generator site caused by Google Fiber.
The Russians.
Who apologized for the service outage and said it's not clear what the problem was.
Mm-hmm.
But Google Fiber is the reason for the Fox Sports outage.
I bet somebody named Gil, who works for Google, probably just tripped on the cord.
More likely. Yep. There's something's in here that's right, just plain wrong. All right, let's talk about a different kind of technology. A round of applause for NASA today. Everybody should be clapping for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration's Cassini spacecraft,
which is, on it?
As we speak, diving through an icy spray erupting from the Saturn moon Enceladus, looking for evidence of water and thus possible life. It's 30 miles from the surface of the moon. This is a refrigerator-sized spacecraft that has all the tentacles on it. It was launched a long time ago. It was sent out to do its business. It's responded to all the power commands, and they had it planned so that it would go within 50 miles. That was their that was the plan. That was the trip plan, and they got it within 30 miles, and it's getting all kinds of information. That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
You know what amazes me about these things is they don't get pummeled by some rock just flying through space.
All right. Now, speaking of that, Rishi, thank you for guiding me in that direction. If you're looking around on the Internet and you want to see something that really is, I suppose, maybe, I want to use the term scary, there's a picture I'm looking at right now that is on the CNN website, if you want to go check it out, of the space junk, the picture taken from the International Space Station. Look at the junk.
What's
that is
out there?
Floating around. This is this is published actually today on the European Space Agency's website. The hazards the astronauts are encountering as they go around. Now, remember, they're all in the same orbit, and they're all traveling at the same time. So it's not likely, as in the movie,
Sandra Bullock.
Gravity. Yeah. Gravity, where the thing came and smashed into them. They're all going at the same speed. They're all going about 19,000 miles an hour.
It's like driftwood in the
ocean. It is. Look at all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's up there. And you wonder, you know, what happens to it? Well, sooner or later, loses its orbit, and it burns up in the atmosphere. Once in a while, one of the pieces of it makes it through.
Those aliens need to start recycling. It's just rude.
Yeah, don't worry about it, though. Astronomers have been looking at the breakup of objects as they streak through space. I mean, there are a lot of space rocks that burn up in our atmosphere. Thank heavens. And this is another example of how the plan works. And when you think about how complicated and complex life itself is, I'm not talking about your life, that's complicated and complex for sure, but your body, the planet, how we nourish ourselves, how we grow, how we live, how all of these things, and the reason that we are able to survive is because through whatever process of creation existed, the Earth was shrouded with an atmosphere that basically protects it from most things that would come from outer space. We are guided, guarded, and protected by this shield. It's kind of like the Guardall. Remember the old commercial for Colgate, the Guardall shield that protects your teeth? Well, this is the Guardall shield that protects the planet. And it is amazing when you, look at the ingenuity, Americans and others who have created things that are going up into space. And then, okay, what happens when they fall down from space? We're not going to encounter much. If it's a big rock, you know, something huge that isn't going to burn up in the atmosphere, then there's something to worry about. And we have those the asteroids that are floating around here and there. But for the most part, none of this stuff poses any danger to the Earth because of the shield, the atmosphere that's around the planet. I think it's extraordinary.
They say otherwise it falls into the ocean.
Yeah, well,
pretty much
falls into the ocean because 70% of the planet is ocean, and so.
Scroll down a little bit farther in that story, Doug, and you see a NASA illustration of all of the space junk orbiting Earth.
Uh-huh.
We are covered. We are surrounded by this stuff. But you know what's really funny is one of the pieces of junk that they're following that they think is going to fall into the atmosphere soon, they tag and label these things.
WT1190F sounds like a radio station.
Take out the 119.
WTF.
No.
Yeah. That's what I think it might be.
That's what you'd be saying if you see it headed toward you.
Hurling at your head.
Exactly. All right, anyway. Space talk on Good Day. It's 45 past the hour. Jennifer has television talk up next on Good Day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
I said the general's going to do the television report.
Fire, liar, pants on fire.
Very disrespectful to Dr. Ron Hoffman, who joins us every week at this time. His website is something that I have great respect for. It's at drhoffman.com. You can read the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Every week he has a different treatment of things that are important for you to understand. You have written about the supplement alarmists, and you think that the average person ought to have a better understanding of supplements, and I agree with you 100% there, and should be pushing back against all those people that will tell you, as we were talking last week, this is bad, that's bad, don't take this. And I think you and I came up with sort of a plan. If it is made from whole food or it is water soluble, it should be okay. You got to look at the ingredients, you got to look at the label, right?
Oh, indeed. You know, there's these alarmist reports that supplements are sending people willy-nilly to emergency rooms across the country.
Nonsense.
And, you know, to keep it in perspective, you know, there were 23,000 incidents where people went to emergency rooms around the use of supplements. But it wasn't necessarily the supplement ingredients, per se, that were causing problems. A high percentage were among kids who got into supplements and ended up going to the emergency room because of a precautionary principle. You know, right. Parents were aghast. You know, kids were like,
pump out this
swallowing calcium pills like M&M's, so that, you know, kids may not have come to harm, but they took them to the emergency room nonetheless to get observed. Some older people choked on supplements. Maybe they got a little overzealous in their supplement use. You got to watch out for that. And then a high percentage of them were for these crazy energy pills, these sports supplements, these Lamar Odom herbal Viagra type products, which are, you know, basically junk.
And they don't work, right? That stuff usually doesn't work.
The problem is, if they do work, you got to look out, because they might.
I hope.
They might be laced with Viagra or Cialis or Levitra, you know, some of the actual drugs. But you never know how much you're getting, or whether the drugs are a counterfeit or a bad batch. A lot of these things come out of China, where the rules don't apply.
No, but you've been doing this for 30 some odd years, so you pretty much know. You have much of your clientele, much of your work has been done in your clinic aimed at helping people understand what the right supplements are, how to take them. So and that's why I want to underscore what you just said about that 23,000 number. It reminds me of a story that came from my raw milk days. I was selling raw milk. People were trying to keep me from selling raw milk on my dairy farm, talking about all the people who got sick. There isn't one incident, not one, where anybody got sick taking raw milk that was aimed to be sold as raw milk. All the raw milk problems came from milk that was sent or going to be sent or should have been sent to a processor for pasteurizing, because there are two different ways of presenting milk. Raw milk that goes to the pasteurizer is completely different than raw milk that you sell at the store. So,
practice in Europe, you know, to use raw milk. Among the highest safety standards anywhere in the world.
You can buy raw milk from you can buy Coca-Cola here. You can buy it in a dispenser in any of the major cities all over Europe, for heaven's sakes.
Exactly.
All right. So other things that we ought to be aware of. What do you think of this blood type connection to understanding whether you're going to get cardiac disease or cancer? Do you think that there's anything to this blood type? When you're tested for blood, you should be typed, and that connects you to perhaps an understanding of what may go on in your body in the future.
I think there are some connections. For example, blood type O's, the most prevalent type, seem to be a little bit less prone to cardiovascular disease. However, there's so many other things you can base a genetic prediction on, the color of your hair, the color of your eyes, the type of, it's oversimplification to say that blood type is a determinant of where you should go. It's an appealing notion. I mean, there are even, books that talk about how blood type is related to personality, or, the type of job you should get. But yeah, that's a little bit of an overextension of that principle.
So what do you think quickly about the World Health Organization declaring processed meats are linked to cancer?
Oh, yeah, I was all over that story, doing damage control on it, because it's shoddy science. The World Health Organization has kind of a hidden agenda, which is to reduce animal production, you know, the use of animal agriculture, because they want to save the environment. So the mixed message there is eat less meat, save the planet, and they say you'll be healthier, but a lot of studies don't suggest that meat is the culprit.
DrHoffman.com, Dr. Hoffman's website.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
That's the theme from the Pet Show, and it brings us into the queue for a conversation with Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show. Lots of things to talk about today. It's Halloween week. There is a lot of information on Warren's blog about Halloween. What do you do with your dog? I say you do nothing with your dog, but that's just me. We'll find out what Warren's advice is in a moment here on Good Day.
It's National Orthodontic Health Month, and Halloween is coming, a challenging time for those in orthodontic treatment. But there are ways to have your cake and eat it, too. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With about 4 million U.S. kids and adults being treated, according to the American Association of Orthodontists, or AAO, how do you find treats that won't break brackets or ruin clear aligners? Dr. Morris Poole, orthodontist and AAO president, has some braces-saving tips.
Patients should say boo to any sticky Halloween treats like caramel, licorice, or taffy, and to hard foods like pretzels, nuts, taco chips, and popcorn. These can derail your braces or aligners.
So, doctor, what can kids and parents do?
Check out fun orthodontist-approved recipes online and stick with softer, melt-in-your-mouth treats. Patients of some AAO members may be able to swap their Halloween candy for a reward at a candy buyback event. A little planning will help patients reach their ultimate goal, a healthy, beautiful smile.
There are more spooky recipes at mylifemysmile.org, where you can also find AAO orthodontists near you.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
All right, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. There are a lot of people wondering what they ought to do. You've posted a Halloween alert at Warren Eckstein's website and on your blog. So what's the alert? What do you want? The common sense approach to pets at Halloween.
Well, there are five basic things. Number one, we all know that kids are going to bring home lots of candy. There's candy all around the house. We've talked about chocolate and how dangerous it can be for our pets. But I was speaking to a group of veterinarians the other day, Doug, and they were telling me that even more than the candy problem they see is the wrapper problem they see. People just assume that if their candy is gone and the wrappers are there, that's fine. But dogs and cats can be attracted to the wrappers. So please, whatever you do, put the candy away, put the wrappers away. I always have a little bowl in my house at Halloween with specific dog treats in them for my dog so he doesn't feel left out, but I know he's being healthy. Candles. People light those candles, the jack-o'-lanterns. They put all these candles in there. Very dangerous. Use the battery-operated candles. Very often dogs or cats will burn their nose. And trick-or-treaters will be coming to the door, and usually your friendly dog who loves Johnny next door and Sandy down the block, all of a sudden they're showing up dressed like Donald Trump or Barack Obama, and that might freak your dog out a little bit. So the best idea is during the trick-or-treating time, keep your dog or cat in a separate room, in a separate area. Turn on the TV, let them watch scary movies, but keep them there. And also remember that Halloween night is a night of pranks, specifically for cats. Keep your cats, keep your dogs inside. Now, in terms of dressing up your pets for Halloween, some people are for it. Personally, my dogs walk around butt naked on Halloween, Doug, but the bottom line is, if your dog enjoys it, and you're in the house with the dog, don't take them with you trick-or-treating, and you want to put a little costume on it, as long as the dog enjoys it, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah. All right, so under the circumstances, I wanted to digress for a minute thinking about what John Stewart is doing, this animal sanctuary that's opening up in New Jersey. He and his wife have a farm in Watkins Glen. I don't know, that's not too far from where you were. I don't think Watkins Glen is sort of north and east a little of, isn't it Sharon Springs and up in that area there from...
He's in Jersey, though, right?
But he's got a farm already in Watkins Glen. Anyway.
Okay, yeah, Watkins Glen is where there's a big racetrack up there, so yeah, it's kind of not too far from Schoharie County.
Right, yeah, okay. Anyway, he's opening this animal sanctuary. I'm talking about opening a sanctuary on my farm for bovine, equine, and canine interests. Is this a trend? Is this something that you hear more about on your weekend program, The Pet Show?
Yeah, and it should be even a bigger trend. Thank you, and thank Jonathan Stewart, whatever his politics are. We may agree or disagree, but the bottom line is there's a definite need for this. The animals are dying, and we need these sanctuaries, and I'm glad that you might get involved in anything I can do, Doug, to help you out. But the bottom line is the animals are in dire straits, and sanctuaries like the one Jonathan's going to open or perhaps the one you're going to work on are definitely needed. There are many out here in Southern California. I work with a sanctuary right now that has over 1,800 animals there, dogs, cats, horses, and pigs, and yeah, they have an amazing, it's called Delta Rescue, they have an amazing life, and the alternative would be that they wouldn't be here. So sanctuaries, I think, are an up-and-coming thing, and it's a good idea.
All right, so you'll send me, I'd like some information, we'll publicize it at DougSteffen.com. Warren Eckstein, The Pet Show.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.